report Planning Commission to order. First order of business is roll call. Commissioner Brannigan is absent, excused. Commissioner Berman is here. Commissioner Hanselman?
I'm here.
Commissioner East?
Here.
Commissioner Escobar?
He is absent, excused.
He still overseas?
Oh.
He's not feeling well, unfortunately.
And Commissioner Updike?
Here.
Commissioner Blum?
Same thing, she is excused absent.
Wow, we are operating from the bench, literally.
Well, at least the sick people didn't show up to give it to us, whatever they got.
Yeah. Are they supposed to bring hors d'oeuvres or dessert next time?
All right, second item on the agenda is approval of work session and regular session minutes from January 8th. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I would move approval.
Hey, and is anybody willing to second his motion?
And I will second his motion to approve.
Excellent. Any discussion? All in favor of approving the two sets of minutes as motioned? Say aye.
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 Any opposition? Passed. Citizen public comment, item three. Derek, how do you want to handle that submission today, which was meant for this section?
Yes, so just for purpose of the record, we did receive written comment from Mark Arnold. The comments relate to the recently adopted estuary management plan for the Bay. The city will need to implement that management plan. We'll want to coordinate with DLCD and the broader public on how we implement that management plan, and that will be the subject of upcoming work sessions. I think right now all you want to do is acknowledge it, keep it handy, review it. I will share it with DLCD. I don't know that they've seen it. Ask for them to provide comments. You have the benefit of both as we begin to embark into updating our code to comply with that management plan.
Can you explain? There's really two things going on. One, there's modification to that estuary management plan, which I think is still open and available. And then the second is how it gets implemented by the city. Can you distinguish between those and what we're going to be doing over the next couple of months?
Well, we haven't formally adopted the management plan.
No, somebody did. I mean,
but it is final at this point. I don't believe that the updated management plan is not subject to further revision, to my knowledge. I believe that's finished. That process finished, but that's going to have to be formally adopted, and we need to update relevant provisions in our comprehensive plan, and then we're going to need to make some changes to our land use regulations and our zoning map, which includes estuary management units, which cover the in-water areas. So there will be changes to those zoning boundaries and then what is permissible. Mr. Arnold's concerns relate to aquaculture. He's interested in doing oyster farming and is concerned that changes to the management plan are such that he will not be able to do that because the areas where he was looking to do that are designated as natural areas there. Even a conditional allowance for oyster farming is no longer available. I haven't had a chance to fully review all of that. Yeah. I just received these materials the same time as you did. And so my plan is, I mean, we've got plenty of time as we walk into the implementation stage to, you know, fully review this and see what options exist and see if, in fact, there is a real prohibition here or not. We'll be able to get that answered.
Okay, a couple of things. I'd like to put into the record that we are taking those public comments and forwarding them to the work session where this will be a topic.
Correct.
Some work session.
Yes.
And secondly, can you double check and see if that management plan is finalized? Because that was a draft dated August, and it was still possible to modify that. Okay, moving right along. Any action items?
No, I don't believe so.
All right. Public hearings. legislative amendments to establish custom creative work light industrial use category, which probably means I got to do this. Right, Derek?
Yes. Yes. You can truncate it somewhat since it's not quasi-judicial.
Bear with me. If you have any questions about anything I'm about to say, you're more than welcome to ask. I'm going to read it as fast as I can. Call public hearing to order. This public hearing is being conducted utilizing the Zoom video conference platform. Before we get started, so I would like staff to provide a moment to identify individuals that are participating virtually.
We currently don't have anybody participating virtually.
Thank you. I would also like to cover a few ground rules. Individuals wishing to speak, can I skip the ground rules on the Zoom since we haven't got anybody? Derek?
Yes.
Okay. Quasi-judicial and, legislative land use public hearings. Public hearing item to be heard is the legislative amendments to establish a custom creative work light industrial use category. This statement applies to all quasi-judicial and legislative land use hearings on the agenda. All testimony and evidence presented towards the request being heard must be directed toward the applicable criteria in the Newport Comprehensive Plan, Newport Municipal Code, or other land use regulations or standards which the speaker believes to apply to the decision. The failure of anyone to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the Planning Commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue will preclude an appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA, based on that issue. An issue which may be the basis for an appeal to LUBA shall be raised not later than the close of record at or following this evidentiary hearing. Such issues should be raised and accompanied by statements and evidence sufficient to afford city decision makers and all the parties adequate opportunity to respond to each issue. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the city to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. Remember that. Prior to the conclusion of a hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence, arguments, or testimony regarding the application. If such a request is made, then the hearing will be continued to a date certain and schedule set for submittal of additional testimony, a period for parties to respond to the new testimony, and a period whereby the applicant can provide final argument. At this time, I would ask planning commissioners to disclose any actual or potential conflicts of interest, bias, ex parte contact, or site visits. None heard.
There are no sites.
If anyone present has an objection to the participation of any Planning Commission member or the Commission as a whole, please raise that objection now. The Planning Commission may, at the request of the participant or on its own accord, continue the hearing to a date certain to provide opportunity for persons to present and rebut new evidence, arguments, and testimony related to the applicable criteria. The hearing will proceed in the following order. Staff report, testimony, record close, Planning Commission deliberation, questions, and verbal decision. Final order and findings will be prepared for consideration at the next meeting. Thank you. Okay. File number 2-Z-23. Staff report.
Thank you, Derek Tokos, Community Development Director. I think I'm going to put together a separate legislative script for you guys because I think that one of the flaws in that particular script is, you know, it's structured for quasi-judicial. In this context, being a legislative amendment, you're acting in the capacity of a recommending body. You're making a recommendation to the City Council. So there's no decision or final order that would be involved here.
Yeah, we may want a separate script.
So we'll do that.
Yeah.
You know, that said, what we have here before us is a package of targeted changes to the city's land use regulations. The topic was first brought to your attention by Carol Shank and Janet Webster, who are here tonight, in September of last year. You then expressed an interest in seeing some code changes. That language was reviewed in November. There were some targeted changes that requested coming out of that work session. And that's what I'll cover here tonight. So I trust you have, you know, had a chance to review everything in the packet. You know, I'm not sure I actually, since Marjorie wasn't going to dial in, I don't know that I need to put anything up on the big screen. But what we have here, there were two targeted changes that were requested coming out of the work session, and then a change that I made after the work session at Ms. Shank's suggestion, which I highlighted in yellow in the packet for you to take a look at as well. So the Custom Creative Works is a subgroup of our it's a small-scale kind of light industrial component that's been built into the code. There are a number of examples in there. One of the changes that came out of last work session was to change how we characterized some of the cooking or the food prep type uses. So we eliminated reference to the small batch canning and brewing and replaced that with the food and beverage production language that you see in there. Also made a clarification that the 2,000 square foot limitation is to the use, not the building. Those were the two changes that came out of the work session. And then the additional language that I added at Ms. Shank's suggestion is to the examples of what qualifies as custom creative work is intended to include student apprentice instruction and either on an individual or a workshop type basis. And so that language is in there. In your packet, you have a support letter from the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County and Nine Neighbors. You also have a letter or email from Jocelyn Studi, who is in support of the proposal as well. You know, again, as the Planning Commission, as a legislative item, once you've taken testimony and had an opportunity to deliberate, if you are comfortable with these changes, then it would be a recommendation to the council, and there would be another hearing before the council, with the council making a final decision.
I did have one comment / question. Sure. On that paragraph I, under B, examples.
Yes.
Such uses are produced without the need of a mechanized assembly line and this is the part I'm wondering about, are wholly contained within a structure. Perhaps one of these might be, for example, a potter who on a nice summer afternoon would like to put a potting wheel outside the front door to attract, you know, passersby. And is this literally must be within the structure?
Yeah, typically the way you'd see that, and I would use the, is they just do a roll-up door, and they could, and it'd be open, and you could see that, but it would still be within a structure. You're not going to have a lot of room for that in a lot of these areas. They're fairly tight. Certainly if you're looking at Nye Beach, you've got small parcel sizes, and I don't know that you'd have a whole lot of room for outdoor activities. And one of the things we wanted to be sensitive to with any kind of manufacturing and the noise associated with it is compatibility with residences in the area. So there's a way to achieve the objective you're talking about. And typically what you would see is a roll-up door or something like that for a potter like okay. What you're talking about.
All right. Yeah, because my concern on the other side of that was the chainsaw artist.
Right, exactly. I mean, yeah. These things can all come in different sizes. I think the glass blowing shop on US 20 is a good example, you know, where they'll do those roll-up doors. It also helps with ventilation with that particular type of activity, yeah. Given how hot it gets, but that's a way to, yeah,
okay.
Enjoy a nice day.
All right, any questions for staff? I don't have it. I didn't think I marked
We've
anything
about,
else.
Yeah.
So do I hear a motion to recommend to the City Council these legislative amendments?
A comment? We have.
Oh, remain. Yeah. You guys want to testify at all?
Come on down.
You're here. Coming out on a night like this, you at least ought to get to say your name and address, please.
Janet Webster, 113 Warlord Newport. I want to thank you for addressing this in a timely manner. And an issue that's kind of brewing for some time, especially.
Brewing. I don't have to do that. Oh,
brewing.
It's been out there of concern to people. I'll try to avoid the puns. And I think this clarifies and encourages a different form of business that there is an appetite to have in Nye Beach, and we already have at least one example on the bayfront. So I appreciate that. Our concern that we brought up with Derek about the classes and workshops has to do with the prohibition of schools within a commercial zone. So we just wanted to make sure that there was some way that people could have a class in a studio, because that's something that's often done as a means to enhance income. So I appreciate you taking this up and support it.
Oh, any questions? Sorry.
Nope.
No, okay. I'm good with
Carol Shank, 437 Southwest 5th Street, Newport. Likewise, I'd like to thank Derek and you all for responding to our request in a timely manner. And we are receiving a lot of positive feedback from the Coastal Arts Guild, which is the organization that originated this proposal. So thanks very much.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Now, do I hear a motion to recommend positive action on file 2-Z-23?
I'll make a motion that we forward this to City Council for their consideration.
I'll second it.
Excellent. Any further discussion at all? Okay. I did have one question for Derek. Janet brought up the whole prohibition of schools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very vague reference. And I immediately thought about like the Paper Arts Festival that runs classes all over town and all the way to Toledo. Is there some kind of issue with that we might at some point have to address?
You can certainly at some future date take a look at how we have the rules structured for schools, but there are avenues through, you know, that you can get there through a personal service retail and or through entertainment oriented, depending on the nature of what you're doing. You know, are we talking about something that's pulling in transient tourist traffic to, you know, paint up ceramics or whatever, or are you talking about some personal classes? Those types, there are avenues that you can do that. There are provisions that have been put in place to prohibit schools in certain areas for fairly good reason. We really don't want, I mean, high volume vehicle traffic areas and small children don't mix fairly well. So we need to be sensitive to that in certain commercial and certainly industrial areas. Heavy truck traffic and small children do not mix well. And then you also have the consideration of in entertainment-oriented areas, you often have liquor sales, which then have distance parameters for how far they have to be from schools, or retail marijuana sales, which you have in Nye Beach, also has distance parameters from schools. So there are a number of factors that go into that.
Need a better definition of a school as opposed to a workshop or a presentation?
You know, I don't know that it's an issue at this point, and certainly the language in the context of what we're talking about with the additional language under examples, I think that's adequately covered.
Okay.
Is mm-hmm. that a recommendation that we could send up to the council saying, look into this, please?
No, we don't have to recommend that. We do have this concern,
because we don't know how to handle it.
It's not a problem now, but I could see...
You know, someone could make an issue of something
going on if they didn't like what it was.
We're mean people sometimes.
Based on that.
Yeah, I think you're fine, certainly in this context. And if you want to add that as a discussion item at some point at a work session, we can certainly do that.
Everybody agree that's worthwhile doing? Or?
Yeah, at least bring it up in a work session.
Yeah, that would be fine. Sure. Let's do that.
We can do a walkthrough at a future work session in terms of here's how schools fit into the overall mesh of what is or isn't permitted across all zones.
Well, I'm the Dustin of education instead of architecture. He's always asking for more doors.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always asking for more education any way we can get it. So, you know, I'd like these businesses protected because it's not probably a class that we actually teach in our schools. I don't know why anyone would want to challenge it because we don't teach much.
Yeah,
we don't have the money to do that in public school. So, you know, I'm sorry, I'm babbling.
Okay, so we'll look at that some future date.
Yeah, we'll put it on the work program. That's fine.
Any further discussion on this particular motion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? None heard. Recommendation to City Council to approve this legislative amendment. Where are we at? Any new business, unfinished business?
Unfinished business, I included a updated work program. I'll build out the next couple of months for your next meeting. You will actually have a public hearing at your first meeting in February. It's a conditional use that just came in, and we just noticed it for a business on the Bayfront. So, also under director's comments, I included a copy of the governor's housing proposal for the short session. This is the draft that was submitted to legislative council for bill assignment. It is a work in progress. I would encourage you to take a look at it. It gives you a sense of what the legislature is going to be looking at. And this is governor's priority. So I expect they're going to take a hard run at it. I mean, they fell one vote short on a different version of this during the last full session. There are some provisions in here I would like to see changed, but you know, I don't, you know, we have only so much influence, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the body here? And we are adjourned. Not a record, but pretty close.
Gotta be close.
7:30.